Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. Today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha Shemini, that's Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk tells us, Vahi Bayim HaShemini was on the eighth day, Kara Moshe L'Aaron L'Vonav L'Zaknei Yisrael, Moshe called to Aaron, his sons, and to the elders of Klal Yisrael. Now what exactly is this eighth day? What's it the eighth day of? Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, tells us, Vahi Bayim HaShemini, Shemini La Miluim was the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. We know that the first 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan, he did the Avodah and then took it down. This is the eighth day in which Aaron and his sons were inaugurated, they were instilled as Kohanim. Rashi continues, Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shukam Mishkan Bayim. That eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's when the Mishkan was set up and was not dismantled. And there was 10 crowns that day took. Ulzaknei Yisrael, he also spoke to the elders of Klal Yisrael. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had to specifically speak to them also? Why didn't he just instruct Aaron and his sons, L'hashmiyam, to let them know, Shal pi hadibur Aaron nechasum shamsh b'kuna gedayla, that it's from the word of Hashem that Aaron's going in and he's acting as the Kohen Gadol, v'lo yamru me'elav nechnas, so they shouldn't say, oh, he's just doing it on his own. This is from Hashem. He said to Aaron, take for yourself a young calf for a carbon chatos, and an isle and ram for a carbon oila, tamimim, they should be unblemished, and bring it in front of Hashem. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, why specifically a calf? To let him know that Hashem is forgiving him through this eagle that he's going to be bringing for the eagle that he brought. Remember, Aaron HaKohen was instrumental in having the Egel HaZav being created, so this is a kapara for that Egel. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Ve'el B'nei Yisrael, Tadabar Leimor, to B'nei Yisrael, you shall speak, saying, Kechu Se'ir Yizim L'chatos, take a goat for a chatos, Ve'egel V'chavis B'nei Shana T'mimim L'Oila, a calf and a one-year-old lamb that are unblemished for an Oila, Ve'shar V'ayel L'shlamim, a bull and a ram for a shlamim, L'zbayach L'fnei Hashem, to bring us a carbon in front of Hashem, U'mincha B'lula B'shamen, and a carbon mincha mixed with oil, Ki Hayoyim Hashem Nira Aleichem, because today Hashem will appear to you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet says, Ki Hayoyim Hashem Nira Aleichem, L'hashas Hashem will now bring his Shechina into the work of your hands, which is the Mishkan. That's why these are special korbanos that are being brought that day, because Hashem was going to bring his Shechina down on that day. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, they took everything Moshe commanded, El Pnei El Ma'ed, to the entrance of the El Ma'ed, and all the assembly drew close and they stood in front of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the matter that Hashem commanded that you shall do, Hashem, and the honor, the glory of Hashem will appear to you. Now Moshe said to Aaron, come close to the Mizbeach, you shall perform the service. You should do the avodah of your chatas and your oila, and that's going to be a kapara for you and for the nation. And you shall do the carbon of the nation and bring about a kapara for them, like Hashem commanded. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Why is the Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Aaron, come close to the Mizbeach? Aaron was embarrassed and he was afraid to come close. Amalei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Lama Tabosh, why are you embarrassed? Lekach Nivcharta, this is what you were chosen for. Es Chatoscha, your Chatos, Egel Ben Bakar, this is the Egel, Ves Oilosecho, Ayel, that's the ram, Karban Ha'om, the carbon of the nation, Seir Ezim, the Egel, Vecheves, all these carbons that we spoke about. Now Rashi just tells us, Komakam Shemar Egel, anytime it says the word Egel, Ben Shanuhu, that means it is a calf within its first year of life, Umikana Tolamid, and we learn that from here, from these psukim. Back to Chomesh Pasach Ches, by Krav Aaron Olam Zbeach, Aaron Jukos from Zbeach, by Shchates Egel Achatos Asherloi, and he shechted the Egel Achatos that he had. By Kriv Ben Aaron Esadam Elov, and the sons of Aaron, they brought the blood close to him, by Tabal Zbar Badam, he dipped his finger in the blood, by Tain Alkarnas Mizbeach, he put it on the horns of the Mizbeach, Vesadam Yotzakal, he said in Mizbeach, he took the rest of the blood and he poured it on the base of the Mizbeach, Vesachel Vesaklois, Vesersim and a covenant of the Achatos, and the fats and the kidneys and that which was on the liver from the Achatos, he brought on the Mizbeach, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe, Vesabasar Vesar, and the meat and the skin, Sarf Be'esh, he burnt on fire, Michos Lamachana, outside camp. Let's just see Rash over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vesabasar Vesar, we don't find any other chatas chitzayno, which means its avodah is done outside in the chatzar, that it's totally burned, except for this and that of the miluim 7 days prior to this. The kolon apiyah dibor, and everything was a special command from Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, vashchatas ha'oila, and he shechted the oila, vayimtziu bnei Aaron elav asadam, and the sons of Aaron presented to him the blood, vayizrkeal mizbeach saviv, and he threw it on the mizbeach all around. Vesha oila, and the oila, himtziu elav linsacheha vesarosh, they presented the oila to him in its pieces and its head, and he burnt it on the mizbeach, and he washed out the insides and the legs, and he burnt it on the oil on the mizbeach, and he brought the carbon of the nation, and he brought the goat of the chatas that was of the nation, and he shechted it, and he brought it like the original chatas. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tesvav, what's his lashon of vayichateu, aso kemishbat chatas, he brought it like a chatas is supposed to be brought, karishon ke'egal shaloi, like his carbon chatas, Chatas, which was his egel. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dazayin, Vakrevus Oyola, and he brought the Oyola, Vayaseh Kamishbat, and he did it exactly as it was supposed to be brought. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah, continuing to describe what Aaron and his sons did on this eighth day of the Miluim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.